the Alei Ber, he brings another Maramachin. The Rabbi Shadav and May was mitzayin to this Gemara of Lumoy Dolami Lishma Velasais. Along with this, that's the Egle Tal in the Hakdama. So the Egle Tal in the Hakdama is Dvar Matikin. But Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba. And there's one short paragraph there that can very easily be overlooked. The Avinezer said as follows: Ubacharti Lahatfis Tchila Behilcha Shabbos. The first sefer I'm writing is on Hilcha Shabbos. Yan Shnebeshasoi to Daflamet Zayin Amad Aleph. Shekol Mitzvah Mitzvah Nichrisu Aleh Arba Brisois. Every single mitzvah has four brisois. Lilmoid Ulalamed Lishmar Velasois. Umavur Shelilmoid Ulalamed Humichelke Amitzvah. You see from here that Lilmoid Ulalamed is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Umuvon. And if that's the case, Sned Aminezer, it makes sense. Shekeshem Sheshmirah Shabbos Shokul Kekola Mitzvahs. Just like Shmirah Shabbos Shokul Kekola Mitzvahs, Kane Lilmoid Ulalamed Behilcha Shabbos Shokul Kelumoid Ulalamed Bechola Mitzvahs. Because the Lilmoid Ulalamed of Hilcha Shabbos is a prach in Shabbos. It's an oifen kiyum of Shabbos. And if that's the case, just like you find shokul keneged kol mitzvahs when it comes to being mekayim Shabbos, you have shokul keneged kol mitzvahs when it comes to learning the halachas of Shabbos, being melamed the halachas of Shabbos, and said, the Avnei Nezer, I made a cheshbon. I looked at all the different mesechtes. I was trying to figure out which mesechta should I start with. So I said, poshut, I'm going to start with Shabbos. I'm going to write the Egle Tal. And the Egle Tal is going to be mamish one of the svarim. This is Nevuah Shehutzruchu L'Torah, the Egle Tal. And every single sifkotin in Hilcha Shabbos is shokul keneged kol mitzvahs. So Abinezer said it was a Pashta Cheshman. That's why I sat down. And the first leaf I wrote was on Hilcha Shabbos. Because you're going to get the Shokul connected to Kol HaMitzvahs. But this is with this Oymik. That the Egle Tal's understanding that there's a Sif in every single mitzvah of Lilmoid Ulalamit. And it's a Chelik of that mitzvah. So Tzei Dinim in Talmud Torah. This the mitzvah Klali of Talmud Torah. Not Shema Pati from that. But then there's the mitzvah Prati of Talmud Torah. That every single mitzvah has the mitzvah Prati. Forgot to speak out the punchline. Zokrab Shach. That's why Not Shema Mevarchus Berchus HaTorah, right? That was the punchline. Why are women making Birchas HaTorah? I got potter from Talmud Torah. Since Zokta Pshach and Avi Ezri, the potter from Talmud Torah is the Pshat, the potter from the Mitzvah Klali. Oh, but the Lilmoy that they were Makabal, the bris that they have. Now, one interesting Ha'or I think needs to be mentioned, and that is with the Freyah, were they Makabal all these different brisos? So we mentioned that it could be Noshim don't have Arvis, the Rosh. The Rebbe Yehuda understood the Rosh Kipshutai. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, they're excluded from Arvus. Why are they excluded from Arvus? Because they're excluded from all these brises. Which would maybe mean that Noshim are excluded from all these brises as well. It's not Muchach, but it would maybe mean that. Another thing that is worth mentioning is that Rav Shach brought a Raya from Oivdei Kechavim. Right? His Raya was from Nochri, that's Oisik Betoira, his Kekoin Gadol. And Rav Shach's whole Makar was from the Nochri. And Rav Shadav Nish fell into our Sugya to Rav Shach. Our sugya is discussing the Krisas Bris. Nachrim didn't have Krisas Bris, but the Teretz is Pashat. The Teretz is that there's two dinim in our sugya. There's that the mitzvah represents Lilmoid Ulalami Lishma Velasis, and then there's the Krisas Bris on the Lilmoid Ulalami Lishma Velasis. This that Akim are excluded, that's from the Krisas Bris of the Lilmoid Ulalami Lishma Velasis. Oh, but this Gemara is a giloy on what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is Lilmoid, it's Lilami Lishma Velasis, Loishna Anoshim, Loishna Anoshim, Loishna Akum. If you have a mitzvah, included in your mitzvah is Lilmoid Lami Lishma Velasis. The Lilmoid is not just Lishmoya, said Rav Shach, but the Lilmoid is Mamish, it's a fleshig mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I think one other thing that maybe it's kedai to mention is that we always talk about when Nishalma Parm Sefaseinu. So if someone's Oisit B'Torah, so Oila, it's like he brought an Oila, Chatas, brought a Chatas, the last Amid of Mesechtes Menachas, right? What about other mitzvahs? Dvarim Atikin, a big shayla in Dachroinim, whether you have this inyan of Unisham Parim Sifaseinu. So recently we set over for Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. We laid to a knech that maybe is emes, that Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Dalet Perek Lamed, he talks about the kedusha that a mitzvah has versus the kedusha that Torah has. Kiner mitzvah the Torah are. He says, V'loyoyt, elo shigam oysa ha-kedusha, v'chiyusan v'oyren shal ha-mitzvahs, she-mekachin u-mechaim v'odem ha-mekaimon. Where does a mitzvah get its oyr from? Where does it get its kedusha from? Where does it get its hashpah from? Hu nilkach v'nishpat rak mi-kedushasa v'oyren shal ha-Torah ha-kedusha. Ki ha-mitzvah lesla mi-garma shum chiyas ha-kedusha v'oyr klal. Rak mitzad kedushas oisias atoyro haksuva is beinyan oisah mitzvah. It comes from the kedushas oisias that are the kedusha of an asiyas mitzvah comes because this asiyah has a shaychis to the oisias of that mitzvah, and the oisias because their Torah have mitzvah have kedusha, and that's where it gets its kedusha from. So we said that there may be this a little bit of a knetch of why if a person learns the halachas of a mitzvah, it's as if he did a mitzvah. Because where the whole oil and the whole kedusha, the whole hashbah of the mitzvah gufa comes from there. So, mali if I do it, mali if I learn it. Now, mekenzich dingin. But again, we're not making up the yisoid stage shayin. So you can understand a little bit the yisoid that maybe if a person studies it, unisham uparim sefaseinu, you could tap into that art. But I think this sugi is another beautiful knetch in understanding the Indian of unisham uparim sefaseinu. Because when the Eibishter gave the mitzvah to put on tefillin, in the mitzvah there were four seifim. Learn hilchas tefillin, teach hilchas tefillin, Fagesnish hilchas tefillin, and then put on tefillin. It's one quadrant of the equation. But really, in the mitzvah, lick lilmoid. And lilmoid, like we're saying for Reb Shach, isn't just know it as a hechatimtzer to do it. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, noshim evarchas birchas haTorah, because of this Indian. That means nichlal in the mitzvah is lilmoid. So when a person learns hilchas tefillin, avadis be mekayim mitzvah. So what's the shayla? Well, I'm not sure what the other tzad is. Of course he's being mekayim then. He's being mekayim with b'ayfen lilmoy, not b'ayfen asiyah. But you're being mekayim, a sif in the mitzvah of tefillin. So it is very, very moving, this inyan, that a person could be mekayim a mitzvah by learning that. Now, you're mekayim a b'shleimus? No one said you're mekayim a b'shleimus. But epes akiyam zikha you have. It's pashut asay. I don't even know what the shayla is. In fact, 3/4 of every kiyam a mitzvah, I don't even know if you could be mekayim by doing the mitzvah. You have to learn it. It's true. You have to do the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah. And by the way, you have to be lomay lulamid lishmar also in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Yagud alavreya, the four together. That's how a person is mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. But there should be azah inyan, azah patent, that just because a person is not doing the mitzvah means that for sure he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Soita daf lamed zayin, another one of the yesoidis l'chayra that come away from our Gemara.